Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Welcome back in for another hour of Sports Daily. Are you on your way into work? Want to keep listening to Sports Daily even after you park the car? With the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can. Just download the app, visit Odyssey.com, search for KFH, and you can get started today. Just look for us on Sports Daily. We throw the podcast up every day. If you missed anything, if you jump in halfway through and want to hear what we were talking about, you can do that. We talk college hoops there in the last hour, a lot about the Chiefs there in the last hour. You can catch any of that. We're going to make our way through the other divisional NFL stuff. We're going to have a little Royals talk with Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider, this segment, and we'll get you a light preview of tonight's national championship game as well. Jake Balbrock, TJ Cleland in for Tommy Kester here. TJ, it was a great weekend of football all the way around, not just if you're a Chiefs fan, but if you're a football fan, you were rewarded with four really, really good games. The Chiefs was the widest margin. That's not true. The Commanders ended up with the widest margin because of some things that happened late in the game, but you got four really entertaining good games. I believe I picked them all correctly, so that was good. It's good betting weekend. Did you have any skin in the game this weekend?
I did not. I'm just trying to beat Paul in our Friday picks, and it's not turning out that way. I think that all of the different games that we had from each other, I'm about to be 0-3 probably. So yeah, not a good finish. How many more weeks are we going, by the way?
We'll go through the Super Bowl.
I got a chance. So then. We got time.
A small chance because you're running out of games.
I'm gonna have to fade him every single week.
And we got three games to pick. Now, I guess two games to pick next week, and then one game to pick after. We have three total picks remaining. So it's going to be tough.
Got to be perfect, basically.
It's going to be tough. So let's go to the NFC because I want to get Ravens Bills a little more time on that one because that, you know, obviously features the team the Chiefs will play next. But let's talk about the two NFC games here in this segment. The first one played was the Commanders and the Lions. A pretty easy story to tell, honestly. And that the Lions turned the ball over too much. Three interceptions from Jared Goff. Can't do that. Jahmyr Gibbs was incredible. Amon-Ra St. Brown was incredible. The stars came out for the Lions, and they made too many mistakes. And it was the rookie passer who was clean, who didn't make any mistakes. And the Commanders are very for real. It's funny that we even have to go through that. The Commanders won 12 games, right? Like, this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that the Commanders are doing this. They've got a great quarterback, and they won 12 games this year. Now they go play Philadelphia, but when we look at that game particularly, like, Jaden Daniels, it's so funny because we've seen these basically first seasons for quarterbacks like we've never seen before. You know, we'd seen Justin Herbert have a rookie year like we'd never seen before. And then last year, we had C.J. Stroud have a rookie season like we've never seen before. Now this year, Jaden Daniels has a rookie season. I love that this is happening. I think it's great, great, great stuff for the NFL. This is a quarterback league that was a quarterback divisional round. And a quarterback here who is playing football very early in his career looks like a 10-year veteran out there in the way that he plays and the decisions that he makes.
Yeah, you know, I think that you said it there about the turnovers that the Detroit Lions had, but I think in the same breath, Washington scored 45 points. I think that, you know, it's kind of unfair to think.
I mean, sure.
You know, they blew their chance to win this game because of the turnovers, absolutely. But the fact that Detroit let Washington score 45 points, you know, you look at Jaden Daniels, threw for 299 yards, not 300, two right. touchdowns. You know, their offense is an offense that beat really good teams in the regular season, and they've beat really good teams in the postseason. You know, I assume that I think it's like a touchdown favorite in way of the Eagles, I believe, in the NFC Championship is what it was looking like. I don't know if that's the same thing or not, but, you know, they're not going to be favored in any game that they've played in the playoffs, and they're not going to be the rest of the way either. So it's a wild story. I can't remember in recent history a team that's done that, except maybe the Kansas City Chiefs last year did it all on the road, but that's not the same thing at all. So I don't know. I don't know the last time there was a story like this in the playoffs. I can't remember back.
Well, again, they won 12 games, exactly. Right? The Rams would have been the story of like, oh, wow, that's really surprising. We'll get to that game. But, you know, they won 12 games. They split with the Eagles, by the way, in the regular season. They each won their home game. They play. Let's go to the Lions for a second. This sucks for the Lions. You're devastated. I feel there are two things I just feel like sick to my stomach for, like that, you know, the sports, like, ah, oh man, that's such a bummer. It's Mark Andrews and it's the entire Lions organization, fan base, everybody involved. The problem for the Lions, yeah, they turned the ball over and they could have won that game, but man, they have so many injuries defensively. That it never felt like they were, you know, they were the one seed. They got there. They did all these things. They didn't, but man, their defense was just not what we typically see defenses at this point of the season be. And it's a lot of injuries contributing to that. That sucks though, to have that kind of season to get to that point and to let, you know, Bills fans are like, yo, we've been here too. We know what that feels like, Lions fans. I think the Lions, there's no reason they can't get back there. They're going to have to get better defensively. Part of that will be just because of health. They will. But the Commanders have an arrow pointed upward, and they're doing a great job. I love Dan Quinn on the other side of that. Like, of things you feel good about, how do you not feel good about a Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury coaching staff, two redemption stories married together that way? Dan Quinn never gets enough respect for the job he did in Atlanta. And Cliff Kingsbury may not be the best head coach, but he's one of the best offensive minds we've seen. It's very smart of Dan Quinn to get him in there with Jaden Daniels, who has all the tools. And Jaden Daniels, like, for me, Tommy was a huge Jaden Daniels guy. Said, you know, had him over Caleb Williams the whole time. I still had Caleb Williams. And really the only reason is Jaden Daniels' slight frame. Is he going to be able to hold up if he runs a lot? And he has. He looks a lot like Lamar Jackson looks, in the way that, not because they play similarly stylistically, they do to some degree, but it's because he knows how to protect himself the way Lamar has always been able to sort of protect himself for somebody that runs as much as he does. It's not chaotic, right? He's not going to, like Cam Newton, try and bowl people over. Like, he's smart about it.
He was in college.
Williams is smart. Like, he makes smart decisions constantly, and we just don't usually see that from rookies.
Yeah, you know, it really, I was about to ask you that question before you started talking about it. I had no way to think that Jaden Daniels was going to be a rookie that has the season that he has to lead his team to an NFC championship. Caleb Williams was the guy. He was number one. I didn't watch a ton of LSU games last year. I know he won the Heisman and everything like that. But, you know, his LSU team, looking back now, was an absurd team. I don't know how they didn't win more games with how everybody's playing in the NFL.
Brian Kelly would like to know that, too.
Exactly. But, you know, I didn't think he was going to be able to. I thought he was going to be more of a project than a guy that could just plug in and play and take it to an NFC championship. But, I mean, he's been great. And he's awakened something in Terry McLaurin that we haven't seen from him in years.
We haven't seen from him. Terry McLaurin's so good.
He's great this year. He's better than he's ever been. His fantasy value is out of the freaking world.
Have you looked at who Terry McLaurin's? Just a quick sidebar. Have you ever looked at who he's played with? Like, Terry McLaurin's out. He's an outstanding player. Always has been, with maybe the worst quarterback situation ever. I think let me look real quick before I say this. I think he's got 1,000 yards every year of his career.
I'm looking right now. 22. Yep. 21. Yep. Okay. You might be right.
He's a really, really, really good player. Like, really good player that's never had a quarterback like this. And look, his numbers, this wasn't like it was by touchdowns, but like, he's pretty much on his average, but he is a baller. He's so good. And I'm so glad he got a quarterback, because he's always been so good. They're good. Dan Quinn, they scream Dan Quinn to me, like everything about him. So they're in, they'll play Philadelphia. Real quick on the Eagles, who get it done against the Rams, you know, another one of those, the weather favored the Eagles, let's put it that way. 65 passing yards in the game. Now, Hurts had 128 and they lose some yards in the final stats because of sacks and things like that. But that's a game the Rams are devastated about. You get it, and they had a costly turnover and a Kyren Williams fumble. They had an opportunity late. They had a bad call potentially late. That's, you know, people thought Stafford could have been called on a roughing there toward the end. So they've got all of those things that they're sitting here with today that they feel bummed about. That, unlike like the Lions will be right back. I think the Rams will be because their defense got so much better, but a lot of their stars are getting older. This is a tough, it's a tough Monday morning for the LA Rams.
Yeah, I agree. You know, just talking about this game and the way that the Eagles do, I'll talk about what they do well really quick. I brought this point up last night at work is that, you know, you think about if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl, you know, the Eagles were a team that I didn't have a ton of stock in coming into the playoffs. I didn't think they were going to be able to get it done and get back to a Super Bowl. But, you know, we just talked about what the Chiefs and the Bills do so well of knowing their identity. They ran for 285 yards in this game, and it that doesn't even seem crazy because of what they've done all year long. The Chiefs' defense is really good, but against Saquon Barkley, he can make anybody look pretty silly, especially the new Saquon Barkley, I guess, since you talk about, you know, a resurgence in your career, not that he's ever bad, but, you know, his average is off the rails right now. So the Eagles are a team that I'm pretty scared of playing, especially now that, you know, they're playing the Commanders. Who knows what that is going to turn out to be, but, you know, it feels much different Eagles team than we saw in Super Bowl 57.
It does, and they don't make mistakes, for sure. That was a game situation that went right to their favor. There's no doubt about it. They took advantage. We'll talk about the other game, Ravens-Bills, when we return, and maybe a little bit more on those others. Quick segment here off the top. We're coming right back. It's All Brockton Cleveland. We're having fun on a Monday. Stick with us.